Welcome to the Jet Setting Family Travel Podcast. My name is Rod, and today we are coming to you from Phnom Penh, Cambodia. We've just had an incredible 8 days exploring Siem Reap, going to Angkor Wat, and also cruising down the Tonle Sap and Mekong rivers on a river cruise through Heritage Cruise Lines. We are so excited to be sharing all of that information on next week's episode, because today we have a really special guest. It is Reiner Jens, the president and founder of the Family Travel Association. If you haven't heard of the Family Travel Association, you could check them out at www.familytravel.org. They are the premier trade association for the family travel segment in the travel industry. So whether it's a supplier like an airline, like a tour operator, a hotel, an amusement park, or just families that are looking to travel more, they have a ton of resources through their page, through the survey that they put on, and they also have a family travel summit every year. They most recently had one in Bermuda and will have the next year's event be in South Dakota. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Reiner Jens from the Family Travel Association. Hey everyone, it is a pleasure to have Reiner Jens with me here today. He is the president and founder of the Family Travel Association, whose mission is very aligned with ours here at the Jet Setting Family, which is to inspire families to travel and to travel more. The FTA does a lot of things for the travel industry that we're really excited to talk to Reiner about, including the Family Travel Summit and a recently released Family Travel Survey for 2018, which should give us some really good insights into what are families looking to do when it comes to travel, what are some of their pain points, how can the travel industry help in providing more families with the right tools, the right information to travel more. So without further ado, welcome Reiner. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me. Excited to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. And before we get to the FTA portion, I was wondering if you could kind of introduce yourself and give us a little bit about your background. You've been kind of a stalwart in the family travel industry and the journalism industry for years now, and you have a really interesting story. So could you please share that with our listeners?
Sure. To start with, I'm German. And for anyone who's traveled, they know that Germans tend to be kind of everywhere. So as a German, it's my birthright that I have to travel. And fortunately, I had parents who did take me traveling quite a bit, whether it's cruises or living in different countries, which I lived in three different countries when I was younger. But so kind of having that as a background, ultimately, I ended up in media and working for really my dream company. That was National Geographic. I worked there for 13 years and published their kids magazine. That was really my last full-time job there. And then really at the height of my career, at least, you know, professionally speaking, and perhaps my wife's as well, we decided to do something that you're very familiar with, and that is to kind of sell all your stuff and leave your house and put your career and possessions in storage and travel around the world for a year with the kids. And we did that, and unplanned and really, you know, not premeditated, I was asked by National Geographic's editor, National Geographic Traveler's editor, I should say, if I would be interested in blogging about our experience. But thinking to myself that this would be a good opportunity for me to stay connected with the society and document my trip in some sort of, you know, interesting way, I accepted. And the rest is really what started this kind of journey to starting the Family Travel Association. The fact that we did that really opened up my eyes even more to the amazing things that that kids could do with their parents all over the world. In other words, Disney is not the only destination and option for families, particularly here in the U.S., who have kids.
And in terms of the Family Travel Association, I know there's members from the travel industry, the hospitality industry, and the media. Can you tell me more about how you kind of gathered all of those organizations and entities together to form this trade association?
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned at the introduction, the goal is to ultimately inspire more families to travel and to travel more. And really to do that, you need to bring together a coalition of the leading players in the industry. So we really started with the suppliers, you know, with the cruise lines and the tour operators and the destinations and all-inclusive resorts, et cetera, that, you know, serve families. Then we focused on bringing in influencers, writers, journalists, you know, because ultimately, if you're going to have some kind of impact with consumers, you need to make sure that the media is covering the subject in some way. And then, you know, I didn't necessarily anticipate it, but travel agents became an important part of our association and what we're trying to do, because they're often on the front lines. You know, they're the ones consulting with families, giving them advice, booking their travels, helping them make arrangements, et cetera. So yeah, it's now a coalition of almost 400 members, and we plan to grow that. We're starting FTA Europe, so we're planning to, you know, start more aggressively looking at companies on that side of the pond, if you will. So we're only 4 years old, so we're excited about where we could take it.
Yeah, that's great to hear that it's continuing to grow. I mean, we've had a lot of great connections that we built through the FTA over the past year that we've been, you know, members. And now I wanted to cover a little bit more about one of those kind of keystone events that you have for bringing that industry together, which is your Family Travel Summit you just had recently in Bermuda. So how did that go?
Yeah, thanks. It went really well, and in fact, exceeded my expectations, and I have a pretty high bar. It was really kind of a way to combine passion with professional development, and that's unique. And anyway, it was an opportunity for people to really learn from all parts of the industry and from peers. They meaning the presenters and those that kind of led workshops and the keynotes. You know, they really did a terrific job inspiring those that went, giving them, you know, great information, and then ultimately motivating them to grow their businesses and to really focus more on families and what we can do for this very important part of the market. It was really a great event to be part of. So,
were there any overall themes that kind of kept recurring, and kind of trends that you noticed throughout the event that could be applied to, you know, family travel organizations moving forward from there?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we intentionally focused on was innovation and who in our industry is doing really great work. We heard from a couple folks who focus on families and children in particular who have special needs, whether it's autism or other disabilities. You know, so often these children and families feel that travel is not accessible to them. You know, many families and parents, in fact, don't even bother trying. But the fact that there are now products and services available that are special needs friendly, if you will, is a really important step. One such company, for example, is Beaches. You know, they've made sure that they have certified all of their employees to be trained in autism and then dealing with children and really adults as well who have autism.
Wow. Yeah.
We had this really interesting new tour operator called Global Community, whose real focus is to use travel as a way to educate children, not necessarily so much in an academic way, but in a way that really allows their travels and the destinations that they visit to become their classroom. So to me, that's really the prize that you have the industry starting to think differently and get excited about, you know, the types of things that they can develop with their products.
So that's awesome to hear. We recently just went on a travel cruise in Cambodia, or a river cruise in Cambodia, excuse me. And we were the only family there, but we felt that the staff was really kind of catering to our kids. And we would love to go on other opportunities all over the world in a river cruise, because it was a very kind of condensed experience with a lot of opportunities to experience the culture there along the Mekong River in Cambodia. And we're just excited for the opportunity to be able to continue to educate our kids in different rivers and different parts of, you know, different countries to be able to carry that forward.
Yeah, it's wonderful how the industry is starting to develop its product and gear it more towards kids. And, you know, look, a lot of tour operators out there who typically don't serve families are starting to really invest in child-friendly guides. I mean, that's really important, particularly in places like Africa and other parts of the world where, you know, families in particular are going to rely on using guides and tour operators.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're starting to get the message that, you know, that they have to make sure that some of their guides are particularly trained and well-versed in how to work with children. And you're going to see more and more of that.
And in terms of, you know, gathering and developing insight into the family travel industry that you can share with these tour operators, one of the other big products that you put out is the Family Travel Survey. So this is a couple of years in the making. You just released the results for the 2018 version. Can you kind of summarize what the survey is meant to accomplish?
The annual family travel survey that we've conducted with NYU and partnered actually with Travel and Leisure magazine with this year is really meant to provide the industry with the insights that they need to help develop these products and services, as I was mentioning before. Every year we've seen that affordability and accessibility are big ones. That's a big issue for most traveling families. But again, it's really meant to get insights into their attitudes and behaviors so that we could better serve them. You know, like for example, I mentioned affordability is the number one concern. But interestingly, the second biggest challenge that families face is getting alone time with the spouse. And, you know, because If you do look at the overall landscape of a typical kind of American and really North American traveler, they don't have a lot of vacation time. And it is important for parents who are working hard professionally and are dealing with a lot, raising their children. They too need some time alone together and a vacation as well. So, you know, and products and services in the industry have responded as such. You know, kids clubs, and they're, you know, that could be kind of a dirty word for some people that they, you know, never put their child in a kids club. And I think there are times and places where it's not appropriate, but of course, other times where it is. You know, the reality is it, you know, everyone needs a little break and vacation and downtime when they're traveling. And if parents could have a nice dinner or, you know, go touring somewhere on their own and have their children watched. And then, you know, that's going to make for a better experience. You know, again, not everyone's traveling around the world and doing, you know, things that we did and that you're now in the process of. Right. But you know, for most, it's a time of vacation and relaxing. And that is important to have that time with your parents. And, you know, that's important for companies to think about.
Yeah. And because ultimately, I mean, the research shows that the family travel segment of the industry is still continuing to grow. And there's a lot of discussion now about millennial families that are, you know, having kids and starting to really prioritize travel within their life and gathering and collecting experiences rather than kind of material possessions.
Yeah, that's also led by grandparents, for one, because they're actually living longer and they're in better general health than previous generations. They are making it a priority to spend quality time and travel with their grandchildren instead of just, you know, passing down a large inheritance.
One of the concerns that I noticed on the survey results, there was a big portion on affordability and how a lot of families were saying, hey, we wish there were more kind of discounts, sales, bundles, packages, and financing kind of possibilities. What kind of feedback have you received from the suppliers when arming them with this information, saying, hey, all these families that want to go out and have these experiences with their children but can't really afford it or don't have the means to yet? What kind of feedback have you received from the suppliers?
So that's thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, that's certainly one of the bigger takeaways we've gotten from this year's study and ones in the past. You know, just making travel accessible is important to us. So the hotel chains, for example, that are lower budget, they need to actually do a better job of not just advertising, but really talking to the average consumer about how travel can be more affordable and where there's opportunities for value and saving money. You know, the products and services are there. There are plenty of ways to make travel more accessible and affordable for families. Like, for example, vacation rentals. And there are more and more companies that are popping up that serve this market. Vacatia.com is one of them. They there's the, you know, HomeAway, of course. Right. If you're visiting Florida, there's this new product called Encore at Reunion, where you can rent townhouses for families, and they're much more affordable. It's really a matter of getting that information out to consumers. And that's why we're working with our media center in a lot of collaboration in working with these companies to make sure these stories get told.
Oh, that's great to hear. There's so much more information on the survey that we could cover. So if you're interested in checking it out, make sure you go to the show notes. You can find a link there. You'll be able to see all of the results, all of the insights, and see how that can apply to you as a family or to you as a media member or a supplier if you're listening. It's a great resource. So thank you, Reiner, for providing that. And we look forward to, you know, participating and helping out with other surveys in the future.
Terrific. Yeah. And we'll be, you know, we listen to our members and you know, adjust our studies accordingly. So there's always something new to learn. And, you know, we'll keep at it.
And to kind of wrap up, What would be the best way for a listener, say it's a, you know, member of a family that's listening to this show, how can they go and support the FTA and their mission?
Well, if you're in the industry, certainly give us a call and reach out. You know, we actually uncover and unearth kind of new companies and organizations and people who are doing really cool stuff in this space. Literally, like almost every week, there's something new and someone new that I'm learning about. But look, for the average consumer, one of the things that we're going to be embarking on more heavily in 2019 is some advocacy work. And one of the things that we've seen, not necessarily with our research, but industry research that's out there, is that far too many families and parents in particular, of course, are not using their vacation time. This is a big problem. The U.S. Travel Association has spent the last 6 years in an effort called Project Time Off to study this problem statement and working with corporations and programming on, you know, what can be done to, you know, get people to realize that, you know, taking your vacation time is so important, and particularly for families. And parents seem to be, according to the research, the most guilty party when it comes to not using your vacation time. Many parents only have 18 summers with their kids before they go off to college and go out on their own. So you know, the time, as you know, is finite.
It goes and, by quickly too. Yeah.
If and when you know, you see this campaign coming from the FTA, we encourage everyone within the association and those in the public to kind of spread the word that you know, Project Time Off, spending your vacation days and using it with your children to connect and to bond with as a family is really, really important.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely a worthwhile effort to pursue. I mean, we've been on the road for 5 months now, which, you know, is a lot more vacation time, not really vacation time, say, but travel time than a lot of families get. So we're absolutely blessed to have this opportunity, and we wish that other families had that as well. So thank you once again, Reiner, for taking the time to talk with us today. It's been a phenomenal insight into the family travel segment, and we wish you the best success with the Family Travel Association.
Hey, thank you very much, and good luck with your continued travels. And by the way, one more shameless plug. It's not really a plug, but a public service announcement, if you will. You know, for those parents out there and those interested in traveling with their kids, and I think if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably more likely to be on the adventurous side of the scale in terms of how you travel and where you go. Look, travel agents are really a great resource. And I say that, again, not as necessarily a plug, but you know, they can save people valuable time, money, and really provide people with access that they may not otherwise have.
No, that's great. I think right now in this kind of global internet connected world, a lot of people take their own time to research it on their own. But those that have doubts or concerns and have specific needs, I think travel agents are a great solution and resource. So we'll definitely link that resource page for travel agents on the show as well, if you're interested in utilizing some of their services.
Yeah, well, great. Well, look, thanks again for the opportunity to chat with you and your audience, and hope to see you out on the road and traveling somewhere with your kids.
Thank you so much, Reiner. Have a great rest of the evening.
All right. Cheers.
Thank you so much once again, Reiner, for providing us with all of that amazing information about the summit, about the survey results, and about everything else that the FTA does for the family travel industry. For those that are interested in continuing to learn more about the FTA, you can go to www.familytravel.org, or on Instagram, you can check out their account at FTA Discoveries. They also recently launched a podcast as well. So go to familytravel.org, hit that podcast button, and make sure that you subscribe and check out all that they have to say about family travel. As for our family, we are wrapping up our adventures in Cambodia. We can't wait to share all of the phenomenal, groundbreaking experiences that really changed our insight as a family while we were in Cambodia. So to make sure you don't miss that episode, feel free to subscribe on CastBox or any other podcast platform that you use so that you can learn all about the amazing adventures that we had in Cambodia, both Siem Reap, Phnom Penh, and lots of rural villages in between the two cities. We really appreciate all of your support. And if you have any feedback for us or just want to get in touch, feel free to follow along on our Instagram page at The Jet Setting Family, or you can always email us at hello@thejetsettingfamily.com. Until next week, happy jet setting. The music for today's show has been provided by The Long Valley, with additional music by BMC.
The Podglomerate, a sonic universe.